Slayers, the championship tip is up and controlled high. The Boulder Liberators immediately get the ball to Kyle Polk. He'll bring it across the timeline. Bobcats don't match up out of the 1-3-1 zone. Polk has got it down the corner. 3-point ball. In and out, no good. Rebound, Landry pitch. And here come the Fayette Bobcats. Long pass up to Lane Grimes in the corner. They will be very patient here offensively, looking for good shots. Liberators look like they're going to match up, play some man-to-man. Yes, they are. They're playing man-to-man. Bobcats with it. Lane Grimes gets out on top to Andrews. Just swing around the Landry pitch. Back out to Andrews. Andrews to Grimes in the corner for three. That one's off the mark, and a rebound is taken by Cribbs for Bolivar. They swing the ball up to Larimore. He pulls it up on the wing, kicks it out front, around over to Bose on the right side. Bose cross court. Now in the corner again to Larimore. Larimore takes it to the top on the dribble. They want to try and pound this ball down in the middle. They get it down there for Polk. Polk back outside to Larimore. Bobcats stay it on the shooters. Here's Cooper with it. Leans it back over to Polk. Polk going down to the baseline. Dumps it inside to Giovanni for the lead. Giovanni got inside the defense, and Bolivar jumps on top 2-0. Full court with a man-to-man for the Bolivar Liberators. Player brings up against the pressure, no problem. Lane Grimes gathered on the left side wing, feeds over to Andrews. Andrews will shake and bake, gets to the free throw line. Gives it out to Nicholson. Now back to Pitts, and on the left side to Gage Pitts. A long three. That one's off the mark. And a rebound taken by Bose for the Liberators. Bolivar with a chance to go up four early here. Polk will bounce it to Giovanni. Giovanni gives it back to Polk, who powers it down inside. Shoots no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Safe from out of bounds. Off the floor. We got a held ball. And possession to the Fayette Bobcats. Polk got down on the floor with Landry Pitts after that loose ball. And the Bobcats will get it in with a chance to tie. We played minute 45 in the first quarter. And Bobcats have not scored yet. Misfired on a couple of threes. And they'll bring it up the floor. Jordan Andrews working against Kyle Polk. It's a matchup of two All-Staters. And Andrews going into the ramp, into the lane. Kicks it back outside and around for Grimes. Grimes back on the right side to Andrews. Andrews working on Polk, pulls up, fires a three, bingo! Jordan Andrews just wants the right win. And the Fayette Bobcats go up 3-2. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. Bolivar working around the perimeter of the Bobcats zone defense. Got to Polk, pulls up with a 17-footer. That's good, boy, quickly shot. Kyle Polk with his first 2 points. Has a 4-3 lead. Bobcats going into the lane. Lane the grind. Got up to Nicholson. Nicholson jumper from 15 is no good. And rebound taken by Giovanni. Giovanni races up the floor, gives the ball to Bowes. He'll swing it over to Cribbs. And then we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called away from the ball. Going to be a push on Landry Pitts of the Fayette Bobcats. First foul of the ball. 17-1 Fayette. 18-1 Bolivar. Something's got to give here this afternoon. Liberators running the inbound play from down under the bucket. Got to hurry. Now they bring it way out front for Larimore. Larimore out on the right side to Cooper. Now inside to Polk. Gage score. Polk got open down inside. He got four early. He had 20 yesterday in the first quarter and then went over Hawaii. Here goes Andrews going to the lane for the Bobcat. Shot is up. No good. And rebound taken by Bolivar. They're cleaning the boards as you might expect. With three players over 6'6 down on that back line. They get the ball to Larimore. Larimore to Giovanni. Dumps it down to Polk. Trying to power his way down the baseline. Shot is blocked, but a foul. Going to be called on the Fayette Bobcats. Nicholson blocked it from behind, and they're going to call the foul on Landry Pitts, who is in front of him. Second foul on Pitts. And Fayette Bobcats getting ready to make a substitution. Aiden Burns getting ready to check in for the Fayette Bobcats. Polk at the free throw line. This team leads to 6-3. He'll shoot two. First one is good. There's my magic. And a great player. He's a very good free throw shooter, too. Landry Pitts goes to the Bobcat bench with those two early fouls. Aiden Burns, who had 16 off the bench for Thayer last night and went over Republic, is in. Second free throw is good. And Bobcats now down 5. 8-3 with 4:48 to go in the quarter. Bobcats kicking up the floor. Got it to Lane Grimes on the left side. Went out to Burns. Burns working down the right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper. Bounces off the rim. No good. Goes against his own rebound. Can't fire. And then Giovanni clears the boards for Bolivar. Got out to Polk. Polk up the floor to Bose. Bose down under the bucket. Gets trapped down there. Finally got rid of it to Cooper for three, or Cribs for three. And rattles in and out. No good. Giovanni powers up for the rebound. And puts it back up and in. The body was torn, so call the timeout. 10-3, Bear Bobcats count 7 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, the game kind of going this afternoon in the way the Fair Bobcats did not want it to go, and that was kind of slowed down to a half-court game. They really wanted to push the issue against the bigger Bolivar Liberators, but so far Bolivar's been able to kind of control the tempo. Bobcats almost thrown away here. Fair on the offensive end, down 10-3. Here's Andrews. Andrews has scored the only bucket of 3-point. Gives it to Burns. Burns working the baseline, spins inside, shoots and scores. That's a big move right there, Aiden Burns. Bear Bobcats cut the lead in half at 10-5 with 3:54 to go on the court. Bolivar working it down to Bose on the left baseline. Keeps it cross-court to Larimore, trying to go inside to Jabali. The ball is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Good play by Keaton Nicholson. By the way, speaking of Keaton Nicholson, I want to say happy birthday to Keaton's grandpa, James Nicholson, at home listening to the ball game today. I appreciate you listening, James. Here's the inbound play for Bolivar and an easy 2 points for Jabali. Jabali caught it in the lane, just laid it up over the front of the rim. And here's a travel on the other side of the Fair Bobcats. Gates hit, well, head and shoulders face, made one too many, and picked up the pivot foot before he got the dribble down. A 12-5, Bolivar with the lead. Fair Bobcats having trouble finding anything on the offensive side. Bolivar brings up the other way. Now holding it on top is Pope. Pope goes to Cribbs on the left side wing. Cross court, he goes to Larimore. Larimore backs it out in the corner. Lane Grimes jumps out on him. Now bounce it now down to Giovanni. Ball tipped away and almost saved from out of bounds by Keaton Nicholson. Oh, good Bolivar team. They're fun to watch. Pope will inbound it on the far side, down in the corner on the sideline. 3:18 to go. Pope slaps the basketball. Bolivar not moving much. Now they do. And Cooper Cribbs will take it on the inbound. Feeds it out to Larimore. Larimore will give it to Polk. He runs things from the point at 6-7. Now gives it to Jabani. Jabani dumps it to Cribbs and Lane. Cribbs out to Larimore on the wing. Back to Cribbs. Around the left side, Bose. Trying to get Polk in the low post. Couldn't. Now gives it to him in the left corner. Fires a 3-point shot. It's no good. Rebound taken by the Fair Bobcats. So Fair needing a bucket here to stay within 5. Down by 7 right now. Andrews working it to the right side of the floor. Out over to Gage Pitts. Gage working against Larimore. Going to the basket. Shoots the floater. It's good. And he's fouled. He'll throw the line and shoot from a 3-point play. It's Fair Bobcats senior. And the foul is on Kyle Pope. First foul of the game called on the Bolivar Liberator. And Gage Pitts will get credit for the basket and will go to the line trying to make it a 4-point game. Couple substitutions for Bolivar. Deacon Sharp, number one, checks in. Number 21, Caden Griswold will check in. Griswold, a 6'4 junior. And Sharp, a 6'2 senior. And the free throw for Gage Pitts is up and good. 3 points for Gage. They are back within 4, 12-8 with 2:30 to go. I mentioned in the game against Elias yesterday, Polk had 20 in the first quarter. Fair Bobcats not letting him get that many looks. There's another lob inside, knocked away by Keaton Nicholson, and it goes out of bounds. Good play by Nicholson on the defensive end. Polk will inbound it with 2:28 to go in the quarter. Bolivar looking. Now they get it in for Bose. Bose outside for Cribbs. Cribbs back over to Polk. Polk dumps it down inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. And Bolivar's got it. After Cribbs for 3. That one's off the rim. No good. And Burns dinks down the rebound for the Fair Bobcats. Fair chance to get back to win 2. Maybe 1. There's a 3 shot by Gage Pitts. No good. And the rebound is going to go off the hands of Bolivar and out of bounds. Well, Gage tried to ignite the green and white sitting across the way. Pretty good group of Bobcat fans making a long trip up here to Bolivar for a championship game today. Bobcats inbound the ball to Nicholson over to Burns at the left elbow. Bounces it down. Trying to get it inside. It's stolen by Polk. Here comes Bolivar on the break. Polk spins toward the lane, and Gage Pitts stole it from him. Up to Andrews. Andrews up the floor, a little one-on-one, moving in the lane, working against Bose. Now pulls up and gives out to Burns, right back to Andrews. They have a chance to make it a two-point game here with a minute 47 to go. In the first quarter, Bobcat got it down to Grimes, floating down the baseline. Couldn't get open for the shot. And Thayer will back it back out. Andrews again going 1-1, dumps it down to Burns. Burns shoots, counting in a foul. Going to the line to shoot for the three-point play. The Thayer Bobcat sophomore, Aiden Burns. Foul's going to be on number one. That is Jack Larimore. Substitution, Giovanni checking back in the game. Bones will check out for Bolivar. Minute 34 to go. Thayer in the first quarter. Thayer within two. Burns with his second bucket and one, and the free throw is good. 1 point game, 12-11. So Thayer on a 6-0 run. They were down 12-5. With 2:45 to go in the quarter. And here in a minute 15 seconds, they've cut it back to one. Oliver working it up in the corner to Larimore. Long cross-court pass taken down by Griswold. Griswold kicks it out front to Cribs. Cribs back on the right side to Sharp. Sharp lobbing it down inside to Giovanni. Goes up for the shot. Giovanni has got eight in the first quarter. That's the thing about Oliver. They talk about it. Everybody does poke, but they've got more than one good player. They have Bobcats with the ball down by three. Here's Gage Pitts looking to shoot a three. Pulls up inside the lane. Couldn't get the shot to drop. And the rebound taken by Bolivar. Gage, a lot of contact out there. One of the foul, no call. Bolivar got it in the right corner. They'll kick it out front for Larimore. Larimore jumping inside. Ball stolen by Nicholson. Got it off to Burns. And the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to get back to within one here. Down 14-11. Here's Andrews. It floats toward the bucket. Lays it up off the window. Good. Jordan Andrews with 5 points in the quarter. Thayer back within one. 14-13. 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Oliver handles it out front. He'll give it now to Giovanni. By the way, Pope is not on the floor right now for Bolivar. Giovanni going to hold it, and Bolivar going to hold for the final shot of the first quarter with a 14-13 lead. I guess still sagging back in that zone defense. Kind of a 1-2-2 with Burns out on top. Now the ball goes to Sharp. To Larimore. Larimore on the right side. Lobbing it down inside. Giovanni trying to make the catch. The ball is left away by Keaton Nicholson. And now Pope will check in. So will Bose. So who goes out? Sharp and Griswold go out. So Bolivar with the starters back in. They lob it in. The Bose on the inbound. Shot no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 14-13. Thayer Bobcats down one to the Bolivar Liberator. We'll be back for more of your championship game of the Bolivar Liberator Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Well, we're back. We apologize. A little technical difficulty there. Thayer Bobcats are taking the lead here while we were away. Jordan Andrews missed the three-pointer, and Aiden Burns tipped it back up and in. And the Bolivar now with the basketball. We just had a foul on Keaton Nicholson, his first of the game. We're in the second quarter, just underway in the second. Thayer leading Bolivar here 15-14. Liberators got it on the right side. Bowes will shoot the three. That one bounces in and out. No good. And Aiden Burns yanks down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer an opportunity to add to their lead. Burns on the right side. Wings it out front for Andrews. Andrews will give it up to Gage Pitt. He'll take it back out front. They're working against the Bolivar man-to-man defense. Gage bounces it right side to Andrews. Andrews looking for a screen. Working his poke. That gets rid of it to Burns. Burns out to Nicholson and around to Gage Pitt. Gage down to the baseline. Throws up a little running one-hander. No good. And the rebound taken by Cooper Cribbs for Bolivar. Got up the Bowes up the floor. Bobcats cut him off on the baseline. Now they double-team him in the corner. He gets it out to Larimore. Larimore swinging around the horn. Now to Pope. Pope driving inside. Shot is up. No, we're going to get a blocking foul. That'll be on Keaton Nicholson. Keaton just shakes his head. Pope is very quick for 6'7". Keaton Nicholson there just about a half step too slow. Foul will be number two on Keaton Nicholson. Fourth team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Pope going to the free throw line. Hits the first one. And that makes it a tie game, 15-15. Kyle Pope now with 7 points here in the first half for Bolivar. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. So Pope has got 8. Giovanni's got 8. They're the only two Liberators that have scored in the game. 3 different Bobcats have scored. And Thayer down by 1 here. Lane Grimes with it in the right corner. Looking to work against Bowes. Gives it out front to Andrews. Andrews penetrates into the lane and then travels with it. Ended up on the seat of his pants. Out of contact in there. Andrews, who kicked it back out, wanted a foul called and none. So here come the Liberators with the basketball up by 1. Bolivar, ranked number 2 in class 5. Thayer, ranked number 1 in class 3. It's a big matchup here. Pope handles it for Bolivar, swings it cross court to Cribbs. Cribbs out front to Larimore, back over to Pope. Pope driving in the lane, kicks it back out to Cribbs, steps into a three. That one, good! Cooper Cribbs with a three-pointer for Bolivar. And the Liberators are back up 4. Well, they held off the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Burns for Thayer going down in the lane. Hesitates, shoots and scores. And a foul call on the play. Aiden Burns, big-time move. Foul is on number 20, Lucas Giappone, will be his first of the night. Third team foul on Bolivar. Burns with the bucket now has 9 and hits the free throw to give him 10. That is 2 field goals in 1. So Aiden Burns leading the Thayer Bobcats here with 10 points in the first half, and Thayer down 1, 19-18, Bolivar with the ball. Up front, Cribbs brings it around now in the corner to Polk. Polk looking inside, nobody open there. And now pulls up his dribble. Bobcats jump out on it. They'll swing it over to Cribbs on the, dangerous pass. Cribbs got it down inside to Pope. Pope with a shot. And it's partially blocked. And then the rebound, off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats out of bounds. Keaton Nicholson got up and blocked his shot. And what do we got here? The official's talking about something. I'm not sure. Oh, they hadn't changed the possession arrow. So Bolivar with a basketball. Poke looking inside. Got it to Giovanni. Short jumper. Good. Giovanni was 10 for Bolivar. And again, only 2. Well, 3 Liberators have scored now. I left 3 by Cribbs a moment ago. So Bolivar back up 3 with 4:42 to go. With, 4:39 to go now in the first half. They are hanging right with the Bolivar Liberators here in the championship game of the Bolivar Tournament. They're working around the perimeter. of the Bolivar defense. Lane Grimes will take it way out on the floor, swinging right side to Gage Fitz, down to Andrews. Three-point ball for the tie is off the front rim, no good. Rebound gets on the floor and then picked up by Hose for Bolivar. They'll give it to Pop, brings up into the front court, now swinging around the horn. Now down inside to Pop, passes deflected and goes out of bounds. Well, that ball would have got through there. Pop would have turned around and he would have monster jammed that thing. But Gage Fitz got a hand on it, and it went out of bounds. A Bolivar inbound, Bose out of the game, by the way, for Bolivar. Inbound play goes to Sharp at top of the key. It's over to Larimore on the right side wing. Out of pot, free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound followed around and controlled by Gage Fitz for Sager. I'll get to the chance to get back to within one here. Gage floats all the way down into the right corner. Little crossover move, going baseline, little hook shot. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. That may be Javon. If it is, that is number two in the first half. Nope. Calling on number 15, Cooper Cribbs, will be his first. And that is the fourth team foul on the Bolivar Liberator. Gage Fitz going to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good with about 10 senior guards. Gage now has had a good tournament. Gage scored, 20 here on Thursday night. Last night he had 16 of those in the first half. And he's got five now in the first half. And they're back to within one, 21-20, with 3:49 to go in the first half. Probably number 21, Caden Griswold, has checked back in for Bolivar. Bolivar handles the ball down the left corner to Bose, who also checked back in. He'll give it out to Pope. He'll drop it right side. Now down the corner to Griswold. Griswold going high post to Bose. He dribbles once, stops, gets it outside. Three-point shot is good. Number 21, Caden Griswold puts Bolivar back up by four. Fair coming the other way with 3:22 to go in the first half. Bobcats work it right side to Lane Grimes. Grimes over to Aiden Burnt. He's come off the bench and scored 10 for Thayer tonight. And outside to Andrews. Andrews, Gage Fitz over to Burns. Burns driving the baseline. Gets to the rim. Lays it up. No. A lot of contact and no foul called again. Probably a good no call there. Contact initiated by the offensive player. And Bolivar with it up by four. They get it to Pope. He'll take it out to the top of the key and set the offense from there for Bolivar. Bolivar with a chance to go up by six here. They've led by as many as seven here to give down inside. Oh, nice pass from Jabari to Bose for the layup. First 2 points of the game for Josh Bose, the 6'6 senior. And it's a 6-point Bolivar lead with 2:32 to go in the half. Thayer with it. Andrews down the corner to Burns for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And the rebound off the hands of Bolivar. Giovanni and Griswold were fighting after the basketball. Two teammates. Both had eyes on the ball. Didn't know there was a teammate. And it goes out of bounds. So Thayer gets it back. You have a chance to climb a little closer. Down by six. Running the inbound play. Nobody open in the middle. Going to have to hurry now. And they finally get it in way out front. Ball is tipped. And Burns gets it in the backcourt for Thayer. Burns back up the other way. Gives it out front for Andrews. Fakes the three, going in the lane. Lost the handle on the ball and is picked up by Bolivar. Here they come. Bolivar, Griswold going to the bucket and scores, and he's fouled. Griswold off the bench now with five for Bolivar. And the Liberators are going to be up eight. Did they cast the basket? Yes, they did. And Thayer wants a timeout. 28-20, Bolivar up by eight over the Thayer Bobcats. 2:11 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
We're back here at Bolivar High School, home of the 87th annual Bolivar Liberator Tournament, which has been a great tournament. We saw one of the best nights of basketball, four games last night that you will ever see. It was kind of like last weekend's divisional round of the football playoffs in the NFL. Every game went right down to the wire. And the free throw here is up and no good for Caden Griswold. So the Bolivar lead is eight with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Hey, Bobcats with the ball, needing a bucket here. They haven't scored a lot. Lane Grimes with it outside, gets the Gage Pitts. He'll pump up a three, and it's good! Gage Pitts with a three-pointer, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. They are back to within five. That's a big shot with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Bobcats now looking for a stop. Ball goes to Giovanni, dumps it inside. Ball is deflected. Going to go out of bounds. Off the hands of Oliver. It'll be paid by Bobcat ball. Lane Grimes going to get a little rest here. Landry Pitts will check back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats going with Burns and Pitts. Pitts, Nicholson, and Andrews. They are inbounds to basketball with a minute 39 to go in the first half, down by five. A big possession here for Thayer in this game. Nicholson with it out front for the Bobcats. Gives over to Landry Pitts. Landry puts it on the floor, working away from the defense. Now feeds it over to Andrews on the right side wing. Andrews working against Pope. Pulls up, fadeaway jumper. Left it short, no good. Pope turns around, rebound comes right to him. Well, Andrews got the shot he wanted, just left it a little bit short. Oliver with the ball, five-point lead. Pope on the left side, outside the three-point line. Swings it around to Griswold. Griswold over to Cribbs. Cribbs back out to Griswold. Now in the corner to Pope. Goes down the baseline, pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound, saved from out of bounds by the Bobcats. So Thayer's got it back with down by five with 52 seconds to go in the first half. Andrews will step it into the front court for Thayer. Will they hold for the final shot here? Hey, looks like they're going into the regular offense. Get a bucket, maybe another stop in the bucket. Bobcats working around the perimeter. Aiden Burns has got it out front. They've made a switch. Pope is, I know they haven't. Giovanni is on Burns. Andrews, now Thayer going to back it out. And you hear the crowd for Bolivar, the student section right in front. They have a great fan base right here, by the way, Bolivar. Their student section, probably 100 strong, and they're all shouting boring at the Thayer Bobcats here. 14 seconds to go in the first half there. Down five, holding for the follow shot. Burns has got it. Hands off to Landry, fifth now to Andrew. 6 seconds. George, a little shake and bank, pulls up the free throw line, jumpers up, and no good. That's the end of our first half. That ball was all but in the cylinder and bounced out. Both ends, one half of play, our score 28-23. Thayer Bobcats trail the Bolivar Liberators at the intermission. Whew, what a half of basketball. Two really good teams doing battle here. We'll be back with your Thayer Peach Dan halftime report in just 2 minutes. On the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Yeah, back here at Bolivar High School, and I'd just like to take this opportunity to say thanks to the folks, the staff here at Bolivar High School. They've been very hospitable, and a great job down there with their hospitality room and keeping us fed and keeping us with things to drink, and very hospitable here at the Bolivar High School, the Liberator Tournament, the 87th year they've been having this tournament here at Bolivar High School. And we got a dandy championship game going on. Thayer Bobcats trail Bolivar by 5 at the half, 28-23. Thayer actually trailed 14-13 at the end of the first quarter. And we're down here at the half, 28-23. Bolivar outscoring Thayer 14-10 in the second quarter. And one of the objectives for the Thayer Bobcats was to not let Kyle Polk get on a run in the first half. I mentioned early on, he had 20 points against Jeff City Elias in the first quarter last night, ended the game with 30. He did not get that early run today. Matter of fact, he has been held to 2 field goals, but he has hit 4 free throws. So he's got 8 points in the first half. But Lucas Giovanni brought his A game today for Bolivar. He has scored 10 in the first half for them. I think he only had 8 in the whole game last night. For the Thayer Bobcats, Gage Pitts and Aiden Burns. They really have picked it up. Gage with 8 first half points, 10 for Burns off the Bobcat bench. And Jordan Andrews has added 5 tonight. Nobody else for the Thayer Bobcats has scored. We'll take a look at all the individual scoring in just a bit. But what you will ascertain from the Bobcats' stats, they've got to find somebody else to put the ball in the basket. Keith Nicholson has not scored. Lane Grimes or Landry Pitts have not scored in the game. So somebody there is going to have to, who is being guarded by somebody other than Polk, Giovanni, or Bose, is going to have to get some shots and maybe get their way to the basket. Again, it's 28-23. Thayer down 5 at the half to the Bolivar Liberator. We'll take another timeout. Back with more of your Thayer Bobcat Pizza Inn Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Back here at the Bolivar High School, the 87th Bolivar Liberator Basketball Tournament. It's halftime of the championship game. Thayer Bobcats with a lead, Thayer Bobcats trail the Bolivar Liberators by a score of 28-23. Now, we talk about in football, especially, we talk about having a possession right before the half and then getting the ball to start the third quarter. And if you can score right before the half and then score again, that point spread there. Well, same thing happened here in the first half of this basketball game. Thayer had it holding for the final shot of the first half, and then we'll have the basketball to start the third quarter. And down by 5, I mean, you could immediately make it a 1-point game or even tie it up with a 3, but Bobcats didn't score on that final possession. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. The same rule, the same philosophy, I guess, the same theory applies in basketball as it does in football. All right, let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. First up, the Thayer Bobcats are led by Aiden Burns. Big sophomore scored 10. Gage Pitts with 8 and 5 for Georgia Eastern. For the Bolivar Liberators, led by Lucas Chibani, their 6'7 senior, he has 10 in the first half. 8 for Kyle Pope, 5 for Caden Griswold off the bench, 3 for Cooper Cribbs, and 2 for Josh Bowes. I think if you talk to Coach Matt Pitts and said, hey, you've held Bolivar to 28 points in the half, he'd say, yeah, I would take that defensive performance anytime. And that's kind of what Bobcats hang their head on. I mean, that's where they're at. They're an outstanding defensive basketball team, as witnessed by the fact tonight they've only allowed Bolivar to score 28 here in the first half. All right, both teams made their way back out on the court. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game today. The Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting, Sunset Salon and Barbering, and Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Bart in Thayer and Olson. We'll be back. Your second half coming up in just 2 minutes, live from Bolivar on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
FNBC is committed to being an active part of the communities we serve. For many years, FNBC has been a proud partner with K-Country 95 in its efforts to raise money for the Children of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Hi, this is Monica Bowers with FNBC Mammoth Spring office. My family and I have been personally impacted by the life-saving treatments provided by St. Jude. I invite you to join us this year in supporting the K-Country 95 St. Jude Radiothon. You and FNBC, better together, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And we're back underway in our second half. Fair Bobcats down by 5 with the intermission. They've gathered all the offense to be in. Look at a little motion offense here. Oliver still playing the man-to-man defense. Jordan Andrews with the ball out top. Feeds it on the left side for Lane Grimes. Grimes will take it out on top. Cross court to Aiden Burns, who gets the start here in the second half. Fair back out to Burns on top for 3. That one rattles in and out. No good. Man, that's about 3 shots the Bobcats have had in the cylinder that have popped out today. Very soft rims, by the way, here at Bolivar, and it comes from all the dunking that they do. And they do a bunch of it. I haven't had one tonight yet, though. Bolivar with it. Got down in the corner to Pope. Pope back out on top for Cribbs. Cribbs back to Pope, working the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He'll swing it to Bowes. Bowes now to Sharp. Back outside to Cribbs. To Pope for 3. That one's off the back rim. No good. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer crashing the boards with the rebound. They're down 5 with the ball. We've played a minute. Here, no, neither team has scored. Here's Gage Pitts driving the baseline for Thayer. Can't get the shot to drop, but he does draw the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. That'll be on number 0, Jack Larimore for Bolivar. His second foul. By the way, we didn't go through fouls at the intermission. Landry Fitz and Keaton Nicholson each have 2 for Thayer. We're talking about fouls. Larimore, the only player with more than 1 for Bolivar. And the first free throw for Gage Pitts is good. He's got 9. Bobcat senior guard looking for double figures here, and the free throw is good. Gage is 6 for 6. I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. They are back within 3, 28-25. Bolivar with it. Got it down inside to Jabani. Back out to Bose. Now the Cribs for three. That one's good. Get a flat-out shooter from the perimeter. Cooper Cribs, and that pushed Bolivar back up by six, 31-25. Bayer working it to the top. Got it to Burns. Burns over to Grimes on the right side wing. Lane looking to float down the baseline. Gets it back out to Burns in the corner. Burns in the lane. Back out to Grimes. Grimes feeds it on top to Andrews. Andrews guarded by Pope, who on top will be a great offensive player, though. Good defender. Here to get to Burns. Burns pulls up from the elbow. The shot, no good. Rebound taken by Pope for Bolivar. Here come the Liberators. Up by six, trying to go up eight. That would match their biggest lead of the game. Bose has got it at the high post. Kick it out to Cooper Cribb. Bad pass, but he manages to make the catch. Now swings one cross court to Larimore. Jack Larimore. He'll back it out and give it to Pope, and the Liberators will start again. 5:46 to go in the third quarter. They're on defense here, down by 6 points. All goes to Bose, the free throw line, dumping it down inside, and we're going to get a foul before the shot by Pope. Foul be on the Thayer Bobcat, number 35, Keaton Nicholson. Tried to knock the pass away, and Nicholson got him on the arm. Third foul on Nicholson. Keaton, who has really played well here, despite the three fouls, he'll have to come out of the game. Well, Nicholson out with those three fouls with 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Checking in for him was Landry Pitts. Well, Landry is in for the Thayer Bobcats. And they're working on the floor. Looks like maybe a little bit of blood down there. Somebody went out of the game bleeding, but the official saw something down there they didn't like. And here we go. 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Thayer and Bolivar hooked up in a dandy. Here at the Liberator Tournament Championship. Bolivar inbounded down under the bucket, poked the trigger man, swinged it way out front to Cribs. Cribs around the horn to Larimore. Larimore going to Bose at the high post. He gets it back over to Cribs for three more. No, he misses that one. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to call this one on Thayer. Yep, number three, Gage Pitts called for the foul. Going to be called for the push. Didn't need to. The rebound was coming off the rim hard, and Thayer had it. Gage called for a push inside. Bolivar will trigger it in again. Pass outside. Stolen. Bobcats with a steal. Get it down to Andrews. Will drive for the bucket, and he scores. Andrews got behind the defense. Bose tried to catch him and block it, but Andrews managed to move the ball enough to keep it from getting blocked. Here's Bolivar on the other end. They dump it down to Giovanni. Goes up for a dunk. Missed it. But gets his own rebound and puts it in. So Giovanni runs the lead back out to six for Bolivar. 33-27. That's where they're so dangerous. I mean, Giovanni tried to dunk it, missed, and it came right back to him. They put it back in. They with it out front. Gage Pitts working down the left side of the lane, going all the way to the rack, and he scores! Gage Pitts with a beautiful move down the left side of the lane, laid it up off the window. They are back to within four. Bolivar with it out front. Swinging on the left side. Now they'll lob it down to Giovanni. He's got it. Four defenders around. Doing the Bobcats. Took it away. Gage Pitts in a scramble for it. Now taken back by Bolivar down to Bose. Misses the shot. Rebound down to Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Chance to get one into. Jordan Andrews after Grimes over the pit. Gage. Little shake and bake move out front. Gives it to Burns. Burns curls off a screen. That gives to Andrews. He attacks the bucket. Misses it. The Burns is there for the tip in. And the Thayer Bobcats battle back from eight down, and they're back to within two, 33-31. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here, folks. You don't want to go away. And here's Pope going all the way to basket under the rim and scores. What a move by Kyle Pope down the baseline. Went up on one side of the rim, pulled the ball down, and laid it back up on the backside. That's why he's a Division I recruit. Here's Thayer down the other way. Bobcats down by four, 35-31, with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Thayer got it over to Burns. Burns looking down the corner, now goes into the rim, fakes the underhand shot. It's good. Aiden Burns with 14. He leads all scorers in the game. And Thayer back within two again. Bobcats crowd getting excited. Bolivar crowd a little bit uneasy right now. And there's a long pass for Bolivar. Got it down to Bose in the corner. Even at 6'7", he had to get up as high as he could to pull that one down. That ball was about 14 feet in the air. He's got it now in the right corner. Gives it out front to Larimore. Larimore to Cribbs. Cribbs back over to Larimore. He's looking to get to the rim. Lays one across the window. This good. Nice move by Jack Larimore. His first 2 points of the game. Affair down four again with 2:49 to go in the third. Burns with it. Chops the key for Thayer. Moves off the screen. Backs down in the left corner. Still on the dribble. Has the ball poked away. Ah, here's a quick hand by Pope. And Bolivar's got the loose ball. Here come the Liberators with a four-point lead. They're looking to get it down inside to Pope. Oh, and a foul on Pope. Yep. Bobcats got good defensive play by Landry Pitts to steal it.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Hey, can we apologize for technical difficulties? Fair Bobcats still down four. I think when we lost connection, Fair got a steal. There was a foul on Polk. Fair went down the other end. And Andrew got fouled by Giovanni. Little Giovanni. So Fair with the basketball, down by four. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Big possession here. Bobcats. Gage Pitts got it over to Andrews. Andrews. Working against Polk. Now feeds it on top of the Grimes and around the horn to Burns. Burns to Gage Pitts in the left corner. Fires a three. It's good. Gage Pitts with a second three-pointer tonight. And that makes it a one-point game, 37-36. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Gage Pitts, 10 to Bolivar to play. He's got 16 or 15 now in the game. Here's a three on the other end for Bolivar. No good. Oh, down the rebound for the Liberators. Bolivar up one with the basketball. Here's a pass tip by Andrews. Picked up by Gage Pitts. Fair Bobcats with a chance to take the lead here. Pitts with it. Out of top. It's knocked down. No foul call. Ball stolen by Bolivar and now taken back by Burns. Burns down the middle of the lane. All the way to the right. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two shots. Hayden Burns, the sophomore, attacking the size of the Bolivar Liberators. And the foul is on... Deacon Sharp will be his second of the night. Hayden Burns at the line shooting the two-shot foul. First one is up, and oh, rattles in and out, no good. And again, Fair Bobcats. Now about four shots have been in the cylinder and bounced out. 37-36, Fair down one. Burns with a chance to tie it here at 37. If he hits the free throw, it is good. We're tied at 37 with 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. Folks, I mentioned all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here. A Class 1, number 1, challenging the number 2, Class 5 team. Here's Bolivar, got it down inside to Jabot. To Cribbs for three, and it's good. Cribbs gets the three. And with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter, Fayer down by three. Bobcats walking up, got some Burns. Fayer obviously here going to hold for the final shot of the third quarter, down by three. Good ball game here. Two really good teams. Neither team even getting close to being in serious foul trouble. Neither team into the bonus yet. As we head down the final 12 seconds of the third quarter, all goes to Andrews off the grind. 8 seconds to go. Grimes got it over to Pitt. Gage moves away from the defense. Fires a deep three. The tie is no good. Rebound. Fought four. It's going to go out of bounds. And that's the end of three quarters. Our score, 40-37. Fair Bobcats down three, headed to the fourth quarter of the Liberator Tournament Championship. We'll be back with that fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right, it's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
It'll be Bolivar Liberator Bowl to start the fourth quarter. They've got a three-point lead, and they inbound it to their all-stater, Kyle Folk. He brings it across the timeline. They'll swing it over to Cribbs, who hit that big three-pointer just a moment ago for Bolivar. He hit two of those in the third quarter. He had six of their 12 points. Folk, by the way, they scored 2 points in the third quarter. We're going to whistle a foul now on the Bobcat. Foul's going to be on Gage Pitts. That'll be his second of the game. Gage and Landry pitched, each have two, Nicholson with three. And Nicholson not on the floor here, we open play in the fourth quarter. Here's Bowe's going to shoot a three for Bolivar from deep in the corner, and it's off of Bolivar out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 7:39 to go. Thayer with a chance to get back within one here, maybe tie it if somebody hits one from downtown. Gage Pitts has hit 2 3-pointers tonight. Andrews has hit one for Thayer. Bobcat working up into the front court. Got the Andrews on the right side wing. Andrews explodes toward the bucket. Keeps it back outside now. Around the horn to Burns. Burns attacking the basket. Couldn't get a shot. Keeps it out to Grimes. Lano going down to the baseline. Couldn't get a shot. Raises it back outside. Around the left side for Pitts. Gage looking to drive to the baseline. Got it down inside to Andrews. He swings it back out. Burns stops the key for three. That one is up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Burns. Who scores? Aiden Burns. With the 2 points, he's got 16 to lead all scorers in the game. And Thayer back to within one at 40-39. The Liberators lobbing it down low to Bowes. He can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to have the ball back with a chance to take the lead. Checking out is Griswold for the Liberators. And Larimore, Jack Larimore, checked back in for the Liberators. A Bolivar with their starters on the floor. Thayer Bobcats. With Pitts, Burns, Andrews, and Grimes. Bobcats got it out top to Burns. Burns, top of the key. A sophomore has been huge here today. He swings it over to Grimes on the right side. Got it now to Andrews. Andrews out on top to Grimes. Thought about the three. Now takes it toward the lane. Looking to pass it inside. Instead goes back outside to Andrews. Now to Grimes. He's going to step into a three. It's good! Lane Grimes from downtown. Three pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, and the Thayer Bobcats are up 42-40. 6 minutes to go in the game. Bolivar handles it. They won't panic. They're good. Here's Cribbs for the lead. It's good. Cribbs with another three pointer. That is his 4th three of the game. And Bolivar back up by one. Thayer Bobcats on the offensive end. We're going to give an illegal screen set by the Thayer Bobcats. Call an illegal screen on Landry Pitts, and that'll be foul number 4 on Landry. Landry called for the illegal screen, his 4th foul. And 1 point Bolivar lead and the basketball. They bring it into the front court. Scout it over to Jabani. Jabani down inside to Pope, plays up left hand and good. Bobcat fell asleep a little bit on the inside there. Bolivar back up 3 with 5:41 to go. And Bobcats with it on the offensive end, got the offense in motion. Right side, Andrews. Andrews looking to penetrate all the way to the bucket. Out of the block. Boot ball kicked out, but here goes Bowes. Will he get to the rim? Yes, he did. It's going. Bowes takes it up 5-point Bolivar lead. We get a timeout by the Thayer Bobcats. Coach Bankett wanted to stop this right here. 47-42. Thayer down 5 with 5:25 to go in the ballgame. We'll be back to Bolivar in 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Back to Bolivar after the timeout. Fayette Bobcats still in five. Fayette took the lead just a moment ago, 42-40. Bolivar on a 7-0 run, and Coach Matt Pitts called a quick timeout to stop it right there. This has been a dandy game, and this last 5.5 minutes is going to be more of the same. Fayette, it's kind of like a Davy versus Goliath here. I mean, they are undersized. When you compare them to Bolivar, Bolivar is 6'6", 6'7", 6'6", 6'4", 6'2", 6'4". Now, they are huge. And the Cripps kid, who has hit 4 threes tonight for Bolivar, a 6'2 senior, Cooper Cripps, 12 points in the game. There are three Liberators in double figures. They are with two players in double figures. Aiden Burns leads the way with 16. Gage Fitz has 15. 7 for Jordan Andrews. Fayette back on the basketball, down by 7. Big possession here. Don't want to let Bolivar get it back with a chance to go up 9 or 10. Bobcats working. And, oh, they had a backdoor cut. Didn't get it connected. But Andrews with it out on top, working off a screen. Couldn't get to the shot. Hands the ball off to Burns. Burns leans over the lane. Grimes, who just hit a 3 to give the Bobcats a lead momentarily. And here's Burns with it. Who might have traveled. No call. Burns gives it up to Andrews. Andrews out near midcourt, working off the screen, looking for the shot. Pulls up. He fires a 3. It's no good. And the long rebound taken by Bolivar. By the way, Keaton Nicholson back in the game for Thayer in place of Landry Pitts, who will sit with 4 fouls. Keaton playing with 3. Bolivar with the ball now up by 5, 47-42. Lob pass inside. Gets on the floor, and the ball picked up by Pope for Bolivar. Thayer almost with a huge steal. I will consider it a good defensive play, good stop. They keep Giovanni from getting the ball down under the bucket. Here's a swing on the right side to Larimore. Larimore brings it back out front to Pope. The Liberators taking their time here, working against this really good Fayette Bobcat defense. Here's Pope, top of the key, swings it over to Cribs. Bobcats jump out on him. Don't want him shooting from downtown anymore. Now Larimore's got it out on top, swings it right side to Pope. Pope cross-court to Cribs, hands off to Larimore. Larimore down in the left corner. Long cross-court pass taken by Pope. Lane Grimes is right there to face him up. He gets rid of it. To Cribs on the left. Bolivar with 3:45 to go. Oh, just about threw it into the backcourt. Pope with a nice job, knocked a step into their backcourt and still catch that pass. They get rid of it now to Bolivar. Bolivar got it inside. It's a body. Up there for fouling. He didn't hit the shot, but the foul is going to be called on Gage Fitz. That'll be number 3 on Gage. And Giovanni will go to the free throw line. That is team foul number 4. I'm sorry, number 5 on the Bobcats here in the second half. First free throw for Giovanni is no good. So it's a good foul for Gage because Giovanni was going to score as he caught that ball right under the basket. So he'll shoot another. I'll exchange the foul for 1 point, maybe none anytime. This free throw is up. It's good. Giovanni leads Bolivar tonight with 13. 12 for Cribs, 12 for Pope. And Bobcats down 6 with a basketball. Lane Grimes with it on the left side wing. He'll handle it out near midcourt. Feeds over to Gage Fitz. Gage working against the defense of Larimore. Gives off to Burns. Burns pulls up. Thought about taking a 3. Gives it to Fitz. Pulls up. Elbow. Jumper is off the rim. No good. Thayer had nobody there for the rebound. So 6-point lead for Bolivar and the ball with 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Last time Bolivar had it, they held it for about a minute and 15 seconds. They've got it now, and Giovanni just holding it out front. This is a team, Bolivar, that went to the Final Four in Class 5 last year and have all of their starters back. Class 5. Here's Cooper Cribs in the corner for 3. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound is going to go off the hands of Thayer out of bounds. Jordan Andrews up there battling Kyle Pope for the rebound, and Andrews last one to touch. 6-point Bolivar lead. Thayer trying to get a stop in the ball here, down to 2:40 to go in the game. Game brought to you in part by your Bobcat Boosters, including Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark, and Barton Electric in Thayer. Here's Pope with it for Bolivar. Couldn't get a shot. He's it back down the corner to Larimore. Back out to Pope and around on the right side to Bose. Bose got it to Gabani. Gabani off to Pope. Liberator's not even looking for a shot now. They're just working clock. They have been in a battle here today, and they know it. Now they lob it inside. Bose got it down out of the bucket. Bose got it. Bose puts it in and puts Bolivar up by 8, 50, 42. They are needing the bucket. Andrews elevate for a deep three. It's good. Jordan Andrews with the bucket. His second made three-pointer. We get a quick timeout called by Sayer. 50-45. That was a long three, and Andrews drained it. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. We got a timeout on the floor. Bolivar called, or actually Sayer called a timeout here. Give us time to say thanks to the folks helping to bring you Sayer Bobcat basketball all season long. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. FNBC Community Banker. The car doctor to Ozarka College. Bonnie's Outdoors in West Plains. Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in Sayer. And the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Do want to give you a programming note. We've got the championship games. Have a championship weekend here on K-Country 95. We're in the championship game of the Bolivar Liberator Tournament here. We also are going to have both championship games of the Big Spring Conference Tournament. Alton Lady Comets and the Alton Comet Boys. Comet Boys with their second meeting of the year against Bunker. Bunker won the first. Those games will be coming up after our game. And then tomorrow, championship game here on K-Country 95. We'll have the Kansas City Chiefs against the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship. Pre-game activities beginning at noon. Kickoff at 2 o'clock as the Chiefs try to get to a third straight Super Bowl. And we'll have the NFC game for you tomorrow night at 5:40 as the San Francisco 49ers go to L.A. to take on the Rams. 49ers have beaten the Rams twice already this year. And we're going to get a quick foul here as Bolivar inbounds the basket. A foul to go on Wayne Grimes. So Sayer's a fake. Well, trying to get some fouls to get the Liberators on the free throw line. That one against Grimes was his second, but just team foul number 6. So Bolivar will be shooting the 1-1 starting on the next one. Ball comes in to Gabani. They'll give it out to Cribbs. Cribbs bounces it back to Polk. Polk holds it high. Now steps through a double team. Then got over to Bose. Bose trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Now get around behind him. Double team. And his pass is stolen by the Bobcats. At the Wayne Grimes. Grimes will score the layup. Wayne Grimes hits the layup. The full player back within 3. 50-47. Defense folks. And here's Andrews. Took it away from Polk. 2. Burns from away. Bobcats with a steal in the backcourt. And we got a one-point game, and there's almost another steal. This time, Bolivar breaks the press. We're down to 1 minute to go. Bose going to the basket is going to get fouled. It'll be a hole on the Sayer Bobcats. One-point game, 50-49. Fouls on Gage Pitts, and that'll be foul number 4. Actually, they say officially foul number 3 on Gage, so that's good news. And here's Bose at the free throw line shooting the 1-1. First one is good. Bose makes it a 2-point lead for Bolivar with a minute 6 to go. I told you early on, we got a barn burner going here in Bolivar. Second one is up. That one's no good. The Sayer Bobcats rebounded with 1 minute to play. Staying with the ball down by 2. A minute to go in the game as they cross the timeline. Peter right side, big Gage pit. Gage moving down to the baseline. Now brings it back out front, gives the burn around to Andrews. Andrews got to shake and bake down the baseline. Ball poked away from him, and he's fouled by Pope. That'll be number 3 on Kyle Pope. Team foul number 5 on Bolivar. So Sayer will inbound the basketball on the near sideline. Bobcats looking to tie it up on this possession. Inbound play comes into the backcourt to Andrews. Andrews working on Pope, takes it into the free throw line. Gives it back out to Burns. Burns down the middle of the lane, pulls up 12-footer. Good! We're tied at 51. Burns with a huge shot. And Bolivar coming the other way, 35 seconds to play. In the game, tied at 51-all, Sayer and Bolivar. This crowd, Sayer Bobcat fans on their feet, looking for a defensive stop. Polk is just holding it mid-court. They're going to go for the final shot, obviously, to win the ball game. And if they do, this place will erupt. We could be looking at overtime here in the Bolivar tournament. And with 11 seconds to go, Bolivar calls a timeout to set up the offense. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back after the timeout, the Bolivar Liberator Tournament, 87th edition. Bolivar and Thayer. Bolivar, and I've said this many times, and this is important, folks. Bolivar is ranked number 2 in Class 5. Winners of the Blue and Gold Tournament. Their only loss this year was to Rolla, up in Rolla. Thayer Bobcats, number 1 in Class 3. And the Thayer Bobcats trying to win their third tournament this year. Already champions of the Lions College Tournament down at Batesville, Arkansas. Winners of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. It's tied at 51 with 11 seconds to go. Who does Bolivar want to shoot the ball against? Got to think it's going to be Kyle Pope. But he's only scored 12 points tonight. I'm thinking to go with Chris, who has hit 4 3-pointers. Bolivar inbound with 11 seconds. Bobcats on the defensive end trying to get a stop. Pope has got working against Burns. Takes him to the free throw line. He'll make the jumper. It's blocked by Burns. Picked up, long shot by Nicholson, ooh, off the front of the rim, and we're going to overtime, folks. Thayer and Bolivar, and what a play by Aiden Burns to get out and block the shot of Kyle Pope at the buzzer. Wow. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with our overtime period in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Oh, what a ball game we have seen here this afternoon. And this is just indicative of the way every game in this tournament has been. And the Thayer Bobcats control the tip to start the overtime. 4 minutes on the clock. Thayer Bobcats, Bolivar Liberators for the championship. It's an overtime. Thayer with it. Andrew gets into the free throw circle, kicks it out to Landry Fitz. He'll give it to Gage. Gage working on the dribble drive away from the defense. Bolivar still playing man-to-man. Bobcats gives it over to Burns. Burns on the right side. Got an opening to the bucket. He lays it on and rolls out. Burns, a wide open layup, and it rolled out on it. So Thayer looking for a stop here. Gibbani's got it for Bolivar. Swings it on the right side. Now back to Gibbani in the free throw circle. Over to Cripps for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound skipped up. Battle for it, controlled by Bolivar. Cripps came out of there with it. Now we're going to get a whistle on that timeout call by the Bolivar Liberator. We're still tied at 51 in overtime. 3:14 to play. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back to Bolivar with the Thayer Bobcats and the Bolivar Liberators are tied at 51 in overtime. 3:14 to go in the overtime period. Bolivar basketball. Man, oh man, what a battle. Man, oh man, how about these Thayer Bobcats? Coming in as huge underdogs in this one. Bolivar working around the perimeter, trying to lob it inside, got it to Pope. Pope got it on the lob and put Bolivar back on top by two. Thayer bringing it the other way. Bobcats almost took the lead early in this overtime period, but they missed the layup. Here's Andrews looking to go back court to Barnes. He scores and he's fouled. A backdoor cut down the baseline by the super sophomore, Aiden Burns. Burns now with 22 in the game and will go to the free throw line to shoot for the lead. We're tied at 53. Aiden Burns, the sophomore with 22, and the free throw is up. He missed it. Rebound, Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats have got it back, and a timeout called immediately by Coach Matt Pitt. A beautiful offensive rebound off the missed free throw by Keaton Nicholson. Grandpa James, that one was for your birthday today. We're going to take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
What a game this has been. Thayer Bobcats were down by one at the end of a quarter. They were down by five, 28-23 at the half. Bolivar actually ran the lead out to eight on a couple of different occasions in the third quarter, but Thayer came back at the end of the period and actually outscored Bolivar 14-12. We were at 40-37. Thayer down three after three. Thayer Bobcats outscored Bolivar 14-11 in the fourth to tie it at 51. And now we're tied at 53 with 2:46 to go in overtime. Thayer Bobcats looking inbound it, looking in the lane. Nobody open. Got to hurry now. It finally got it in to Burns out near midcourt. So Thayer with the ball and the lead. Here's Burns going to the free throw line. Pulls up. Couldn't get a shot. Bones is on him now. Big 6'7 senior. Andrews takes the ball for Thayer. Swings it over to Landry's hip. Now to Gage on the right side wing. Gage works it out. Looking to penetrate. Going to the rack. Got it. Blocked. And it goes out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Bolivar, but Gage Pitts challenging the bigs. That's what Thayer's done today. They went right after him. Gage Pitts to trigger it in here with 2:26 to play. Thayer looking for the lead. Nobody open inside on the inbound play. Ball comes out front to Burns. Thayer will swing it over to Jordan Andrews. Jordan with 10 points in the game tonight. Thayer led by Burns. Here's Gage Pitts looking to go to the rack again, swinging to pass around. Trying to get it in the corner to Andrews, and the ball deflected out of bounds by the Bolivar defense. The Bolivar team, they play defense. A lot of times you get teams that just offensive-minded or whatever. Now we've seen two really good defensive teams playing here today. They are looking inbound, bounce the ball into Landry Pitts. Landry dribbles out of traffic. Feeds over to Jordan Andrews with 2 minutes to go in the overtime period, tied at 53. Andrews working against Polk. Feeds on the left side to Burns. Burns, little crossover dribble, going down low, nobody open. They'll give it to Landry Pitts, who popped out. Now to Andrews. Andrews working against Bose, taking it to the right, pulls up the shot. No good. Rebound Bolivar with a minute 47 to go. Andrews got the shot he wanted, couldn't get it to drop, and Bolivar got the ball back, tied at 53. Now see what Bolivar does offensively. They get it to Bose. Bose out top to Chibani. Chibani down in the corner to Larimore. Larimore, back over to, Larimore. Now they're going to lob it inside to Pope. Pope catches in traffic, throwing up with a shot. No, but he's fouled. And we'll go to the line and shoot two. Bobcats surrounded him. Keaton Nicholson draws the foul. Got up and got enough of the ball to keep it from going in the hole. And Pope will go to the free throw line, shoot two. First one is up and no good. Pressure. Playing before you, John Crowd championship game that I think everybody thought Bolivar would win easily. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken him to OT. Polk trying to give him a one-point lead here with a minute 24 to go. Second one is good. The All-Staters got 15 to lead Bolivar. So Thayer Bobcats down one. We'll bring it into the front court with a chance to regain the lead. Down by one. Grimes with it on the left side. Brings it out front. Beats over to Gage Pitts with a minute 14 to go. Now Burns with it in the right corner. He'll bring it out to the wing. Dribbles with the left hand. Goes down the middle of the lane. Gets all the way to the rack. Misses it. And Landry Pitts is there for the putback. Landry Pitts with his first 2 points of the game have given the Fayette Bobcats the lead, 55-54. Oliver with the ball. They get it to Gabani, top of the key. Pitts jumps out on him. Now to Bowes. Back to Gabani. Gabani in the lane, going up with a shot. Blocked by Burns. Fayette Bobcats has got the ball and a one-point lead with 41 seconds to go. Burns on the left side. Clock is running. Bolivar choosing not to foul it. Burns now out front is going to get fouled by Gabani. And Aiden Burns will go to the free throw line for the Fayette Bobcats with a chance to give Fayette a three-point lead. 32 seconds remain in overtime. In overtime. Substitution for Thayer. Nicholson back in. Grimes is out. What a play by Landry Pitts. On the missed layup, he followed it up with a tip in. And it's Burns for a two-point lead. First one is good. Burns now with 23 leads all scorers in the game, and the Bobcat sophomore has been huge, to say the least, in this game. Looking for a three-point lead. Free throw is good. Burns with 24, and Bolivar going to call a timeout. 32 seconds to play. Fayette leads Bolivar by three in overtime. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a Shelter Insurance Renters policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
FNBC is committed to being an active part of the communities we serve. For many years, FNBC has been a proud partner with K-Country 95 in its efforts to raise money for the children of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Hi, this is Monica Bowers with FNBC Mammoth Spring office. My family and I have been personally impacted by the life-saving treatments provided by St. Jude. I invite you to join us this year in supporting the K-Country 95 St. Jude Radiothon. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back. Fayette Bobcats probably have got the ball. Here's what happened. Sorry about the technical difficulty, but Bolivar had the ball. Pope was going in the lane, and he lost it out of bounds. So Fayette leads it by three with 22 seconds to go. Aiden Burns, racing up the sideline, was fouled and will shoot free throws again for Fayette, trying to add to a three-point lead. First one is up and good. Aiden Burns, 25 points in the game. Fayette leads it now by four with 22 seconds remaining. Another one for the sophomore is good. Five-point lead. Bolivar windbound. Pope walking it up the floor. Pulls up with a long three-point shot. That's no good. Rebound. Andrews for Fayette with 15 seconds. And Andrews will be fouled by Pope. And folks, the Fayette Bobcats have come to Bolivar to play big-time basketball. And they're going to walk away 3-0. And the Liberator Tournament champions. Who would have thought it? They are knocked off Class 5 Branson here on Thursday night. They beat the number 6 ranked Class 5 team here last night. And they're about to knock off the number 2 ranked Bolivar Liberator in Class 5. Andrews, by the way, shooting free throws. First one is good. He'll shoot another to make it a 7-point lead. It's good. Andrews with 12 points, Bolivar coming. Pope looking for a shot, elevates for a three. It's good for Pope to give him 18, but too little, too late. Fayette Bobcats lead it by four, 61-57, with 8 seconds remaining. So I guess we better not get too far ahead of ourselves here. Still 8 seconds, and a lot can happen in 8 seconds. If they steal the inbound pass, you know they're going to set up to do that. Steal the inbound pass and get a quick bucket. They could really make something happen here. So both teams are in the timeout. against Thayer with a win over Branson this week. They beat Republic last night. And they are leading Bolivar 61-57 with 8 seconds left. By the way, if you joined us late today, congratulations to the Branson Pirates. They won their game earlier today. West Plains Visitors with a win. They win the consolation trophy as they beat Benton out of St. Joe, Missouri, 69-66. Congratulations to the Republic Tigers as they beat Jefferson Helias 62-48. As the Fayette Bobcats going to inbound the ball here with 8 seconds left. I remember, they got to go length to the floor, but Thayer with a 4-point lead. You know, Bolivar is going to foul. If they don't steal the inbound pass, they're going to foul immediately. Burns has got it. Burns trying to get away from the defense before they can foul him, but they do. Number 21, Caden Griswold, will be called for foul, will be his first. And with 7 seconds left, Aiden Burns will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, the Bobcat fans across the way are about to explode, as I'm sure some of the Bobcat fans back at home. Bill Friends, Connor Friends, how y'all doing out there? Aiden Burns hits another free throw, 27 for Burns tonight. And he has hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws down the stretch. Thayer back up by 6. Long 3-point shot by Pope. No good. Rebound. Thayer Bobcats keep Mickelson, and that's ball game, folks. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Bolivar Liberators on their home floor 63-57 in overtime. The Thayer Bobcats, the Bolivar Liberator Tournament champions here on this Saturday afternoon. We're